What is F&O ban in stock market? The stock market offers a wide range of opportunities for all types of traders and investors. Some focus on buying and holding shares for the long term, while others prefer faster, more dynamic ways to generate returns. This is where futures and options, F&O, trading comes in. Futures and options are advanced trading instruments of derivatives that let you speculate on the future prices of stocks or indices. They offer the flexibility to hedge risks, protect your portfolio from losses, or take advantage of price movements in the stock market. Whether your goal is to secure profits during uncertain times or amplify your returns, F&O trading provides strategies suitable for various market scenarios. However, alongside these benefits, F&O trading comes with rules designed to ensure fair and smooth trading. One such rule is the F&O ban, a mechanism to maintain derivative market stability and balance. Let's break it down and understand why it matters. What is F&O ban? In the world of futures and options trading, regulations are in place to preserve fairness and stability in the derivative market. One such regulation is the F&O ban, which restricts certain stocks in the derivatives market. When trading activity in a stock exceeds a prescribed limit, regulators impose this ban to curb excessive speculation and protect the market from abnormal price movements. The F&O ban doesn't completely halt trading in the stock, it only restricts the creation of new positions while allowing traders to close existing ones. This ensures that trading remains balanced and helps mitigate risk. Understanding the F&O ban is essential for traders to avoid penalties and adapt their strategies effectively. Understanding market-wide position limit, MWPL. The market-wide position limit, MWPL, is a critical rule in F&O trading. It sets a cap on the total number of derivative contracts, futures and options, that can remain open for a stock at any given time. This limit is calculated as a percentage of the stock's free float market capitalization, representing shares available for public trading. For instance, consider Tata Motors. If the open interest, total outstanding F&O contracts, for Tata Motors reaches 95% of its MWPL, the stock enters an F&O ban. This means traders cannot create new F&O positions in Tata Motors until the open interest drops below 80% of the MWPL. This rule prevents excessive speculation and helps stabilize both the stock and the derivative market, avoiding extreme price fluctuations caused by heavy trading in the derivatives segment. Why are F&O bans imposed? F&O bans are important for keeping the market stable and fair. Here's why they matter. Control excessive speculation. When too many traders make big speculative bets on a stock, its price can swing wildly in a short time. The F&O ban stops this by limiting new trades when speculation gets out of hand. Protect market stability. The ban helps shield regular investors from the risks of sudden price changes, making the market more stable and less likely to be manipulated. Promote rational trading. By reducing speculation, the ban encourages traders to focus on careful and strategic decisions. This helps stock prices reflect their actual value more accurately. Penalties for violating the F&O ban. Traders who break the rules by creating new positions in stocks under an F&O ban can face serious consequences, including fines. Exchanges can impose monetary fines based on the value of the unauthorized trades. The more significant the violation, the higher the fine could be. Warnings or suspension. If violations are repeated, traders may receive formal warnings. In more serious cases, exchanges may suspend their trading privileges, preventing them from participating in the market for a certain period. To avoid penalties, avoid creating new positions in banned stocks and focus only on closing existing positions. Exceptions to the F&O ban. The F&O ban doesn't completely block all trading activities for a stock, it only limits trading in the derivatives segment. Here is how traders can still manage their investments. Close existing positions. If you already have an open position in the F&O segment, futures or options, you are allowed to exit it. For instance, you can sell your futures contract or square off your options position to avoid carrying unnecessary risks. However, you can't take new positions until the ban is lifted. Trade in the cash market. While derivatives trading is restricted, you can still buy or sell the stock in the cash market, regular stock market. This allows you to continue trading the stock directly without violating any regulations related to the ban. Monitor F&O bans in real time. It is important for F&O traders to stay updated on stocks that may be placed under the F&O ban. Here's how you can keep track. Stock exchanges like NSE and BSE regularly release lists of stocks under F&O ban in the derivative market. These lists show which stocks can't be traded with derivatives. Trading platforms often send alerts in real time when a stock enters or exits the F&O ban list. This way, traders can adjust their positions quickly. Keeping an eye on financial news helps traders stay ahead of any changes or announcements regarding stock bans. Some brokers also provide notifications about stocks nearing the F&O ban based on open interest levels. This gives traders a heads up before things change. Regularly checking your trading platform ensures you don't miss any important updates on stocks you're watching. How F&O ban affects stocks and trading. The F&O ban impacts both the stock and trading strategies in the following ways. Derivatives trading for the banned stock becomes limited. The stock's price tends to stabilize, leading to reduced volatility. Traders often shift their focus to managing risks more effectively. Reducing leverage becomes a key strategy to minimize potential losses. Many traders explore opportunities in stocks not under the ban. It encourages increased activity in the cash market for the affected stock. Adapting to these changes is essential for maintaining profitability during this period.